Brothers and sisters, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the holy ones and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the capstone. Through him, the whole structure is held together and grows into a temple sacred in the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. And from the Gospel of Luke, Jesus went up to the mountains to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew; James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who is called a Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the feast of Saint Simon and Jude, apostles. Today we honor Simon and Jude, but we are drawn in by the first reading from Ephesians to also consider to apostleship. Jesus chose 12, and forever after we remember the 12 apostles. But strangely, they were never replaced. At least it is not recorded as such. They were chosen from the larger group of disciples, those friends of Jesus who followed him, learned from him, and imitated his example and values. Now these 12 seem to be given more, a mission which is the meaning of apostle, one who is sent. Ephesians says, "We are citizens like all the saints and part of God's household. We are part of a that has the apostles and prophets for its foundation, and Christ Jesus himself for its main cornerstone. Every structure is aligned on him. We all grow into one holy temple in the Lord, and we too in him are being built into a house where God lives in the Spirit." That is us. By virtue of our baptism, we join the open ranks of those first 12. We become apostles. We become the structure within which God lives. And we have a mission. Today we have no lack for understanding what this call means, because Pope Francis is helping us here. He has told the bishops to get their hands dirty. And what about us? So many in our global family are in crisis. Pick an issue, such as refugees, gun control, poverty, hunger, mental illness, the environment, drug and alcohol addiction, fair wage and employment, standing with anyone who is oppressed or discriminated against, even if it is only in our speech, our intolerance of any form of discrimination, and using the power of the vote to help create a more just society of equal opportunities for all, with no bigotry nor racism, excellent educational opportunities. We can stand in support of total immigration reform in our country. Yes, we can pick an issue about which we may have some passion and start by finding out as much as possible about it. Can, with reason, based on our own set of circumstances. We can read the gospel stories of how Jesus worked to eliminate suffering of all kind. He healed, and we cannot afford to deny our own healing powers. Healing is always possible, even when miracles do not happen. Pope Francis tells us to get busy as well. We have what we need, the example of daily prayer of Jesus, as we heard in today's gospel, and the Holy Spirit who lives in our house, in our persons, as we heard in that first reading. I believe this is our challenge to these readings today. We pray to Simon and Jude as we stand on their shoulders, on their foundation, to give us what we most need to be good apostles, bringing change and healing to reachable corners of this weary